88.9 Shine FM, Parenting Moments every Wednesday with myself and Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Here we are. I don't want to say summer is, it's winding down, but we still got time off. Enjoy the time off, but we will continue our summer topic of looking at 8 ways to help kids regain their sense of safety and purpose after COVID. And we're at the final one. Tip number 8.
That's right. So tip 8 is taking in the good.
Nice.
As we wrap up the summer and our focus of transitioning into life after the pandemic, I want to share some very important facts about our brain. Rick Hansen is a psychologist, and he is the senior fellow of the Greater Good Science Center at UC Berkeley. He has explained that we are what we remember. The slow accumulation of the registration of lived experiences. That's what we have taken in to become part of ourselves. Just as food becomes woven into the body, memory becomes woven into the self. Rick explains that the sense of self, of what it feels like to be you, is rooted in our emotional and somatic memory. So somatic is just like what we feel in our body. That is why it's crucial to take really good care of what's contained in those memory banks as we come out the other side of COVID-19. The reality is that negative experiences take little effort to take in. Our brain and body register those events immediately as part of our survival system. So when I'm working with kids, Mike, I often will show them my hand and say, here's a negative experience, and here's how fast it connects to the right side of our brain. Wham! Oh. And I take my hand and I attach it to the right side of my head. On the other hand, positive experiences, now I'll hold up my other hand, must be held in our awareness for 5 to 20 seconds for them to register as an emotional memory. Mm. So many good things happen to us, Mike, that just slip away, that never make it into the right hemisphere. It's really important to deliberately help our brain register positive experiences, because a single bad event is way more memorable than 1,000 good times.
Good visual you had there with the hands.
Yeah, so think of that one bad event that happened during COVID. Wham, that's attached to our right hemisphere, whereas 1,000 good moments that may have occurred during COVID may have just slipped through our fingers.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, so Hansen created the HEAL acronym to help us remember how to soak in positive experiences. H, have a beneficial experience, so you can either notice one you're having or create one. E, enrich it, stay with it, feel it fully, kind of like savoring good food. Savor the positive experience. A, absorb it. Hang out with the positive body sensations and emotions for, again, that 5 to 20 seconds. And then some people will be able to do the L, others won't, and that's okay. We can link it. This step is optional. You can use this positive experience to soothe and replace painful or harmful psychological material. Most people need a therapist to figure out how to do that one.
8 tips here, and I like that you saved the last one, taking in the good. That was a good
one. Yeah.
Really good. And of course, as Kimberly just mentioned there, you may need support from a therapist. Well, that's where Kimberly and the team come in at the Eckert Center.
That's right. So we are so honored, Mike, to journey with people who are so brave and so courageous. Sometimes it's to come in for themselves as adults. Sometimes it is bringing their children in to provide them with support. And again, often people think, oh, Eckert Center does just counseling, but we do have an array of services related to learning and education that I encourage people to check out at our website at eckertcenter.com.
Okay. Yes, indeed. You do have a variety of topics that can be helped with lots of great staff there. So, Kimberly, thank you so much. Appreciate you being part of our Wednesday mornings here with the Parenting Moment, and also appreciate that you're going to bless another Shine family member with a free initial visit.
Yes, let's go with caller number 3 today.
Caller 3, you can give me a call, 403-276-8888. Kimberly, a great topic over the past couple of months, and that means we'll have something new coming up for September. I don't even want to say the word September. It's still summer, August.
There yes, it is, and we're going to soak it all in.
You got her. Let it savor, yes.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Kimberly. We will check in with you next week, but enjoy your day today, okay?
Thank you. You as well, Mike.
Thank you.